Yeah, the Shark RF Open Spot 4 was what I have, the latest version of it. Open Spot 4 Pro, I guess. And then the last upgrade I did on it was about maybe a month or so ago. They don't have too many updates anymore. They're getting slower and slower, but the product has matured and it's perfect. I don't have any issues or problems with it. So the only thing is when I bring up the main screen, I do not see the entire screen. So if there is an update, and I thought I had automatic updates, but I'll have to check now that you mentioned it. I'll go turn it on when I go back in the house. And what I really have to do is maximize the screen, because when I bring it up, it brings up like a smaller version of the window. But you have to maximize it in order to see if there's an update available. And it just doesn't show unless you maximize the screen. So we'll take a look at that later. The cool thing is that it takes like 30 seconds to update these things these days. It was so slow with the old model, the 3. I took 20 minutes to download the firmware and load it. Now it takes like 20 seconds to update it. So it's a breeze. And, I've had it a few years now. It's been a great little device for me. It does absolutely everything. So I can cross-mode to anything, even P25, with my 70DR, my other radio, which is a Fusion. So it was a Fusion today a little bit, but not on our repeater. has this machine on. Maybe we should just think about reconnecting to it. It's on Santiago, and it gets a little more traffic than our machine does. So it's kind of sad, but oh well. What could I say?